It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, here we go. Tonight, the biggest celebrities will dress up in the most impractical get-ups for the party of the year. The Met Gala goes down at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. The theme is tailored for you, and it's a nod to menswear. But the rest is up to the designers and celebs to figure out among the biggest names attending. Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton, rapper A$AP Rocky, and Pharrell Williams. Wait, where's the women? It's actually like a dandy kind of, you know, like a dandyism, like male men's fancy clothing. That's what the night is about. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock are reuniting for an untitled romantic thriller. My heart. It's described as a propulsive project. What does that mean? I might have to Google that. Tina Knowles faced a wardrobe malfunction while promoting her memoir at a recent event in Los Angeles. But fortunately, Kiki Palmer has a sense of humor and quickly turned the moment into a lighthearted scene.
This it? Is this it, guys? Well, they was acting like it was a home murder show. Glad that's over. They was gonna give me a heart attack. So back to the book.
She said they were typing stuff into the teleprompter. We need something. And it was like, calm down. It's just a wardrobe malfunction. All right. So Steve Burns has come out and said he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than any waiter he ever knew.
Well, I was really fortunate because my real gig, Blue's Clues was my side hustle forever. You know, my real gig was, I was a voiceover guy for commercials, which kind of sustained me, but man, it was grim.
Yeah. You can't make a lot of money when the show is not like tried and true yet, but somebody should have negotiated for a higher salary after the first year or two. Legendary comedian Ruth Buzzi of Laugh-In and Sesame Street. I believe she was on Sesame Street like 86 times. She's passed away. She was 88. Blake Lively addressed her legal struggle with Justin Baldoni during a recent late night appearance. She kind of avoided specifics, reflected on her challenging year and balancing highs and lows.
Fear is by design. It's what keeps us silent, but I also acknowledge that many people don't have the opportunity to speak. So I do feel fortunate that I've been able to. And it's the women who have had the ability to use their voice that's kept me strong and you know, helped me in my belief and my fight for the world to be safer for women and girls. It's a pretty simple thing, but, you know, nothing...
Yeah. So Ozzy Osbourne says it really is time for him to retire after his Black Sabbath reunion show on July 5th. He said he didn't want to die alone in a hotel room. Mike Tyson humorously weighed in on the viral debate about the 100 men fighting one gorilla. He was pretty confident.
You have to think. No, serious. 100 of us, right? 20 at a time rushing them, fighting them. Probably got, you know, get the he's not going to do well. Grab him. He's not going to do it, man.
Did he say biting? And a dirt alert. There's a federal courtroom in New York that is about to get really weird. The trial of Sean Diddy Combs starts today. He's pled not guilty to a pile of charges. Some big name celebs are sweating buckets, worried they'll be called to testify, including J-Lo, LeBron, Bieber, and Usher could all be added to the witness roll. It makes my stomach hurt even thinking about it. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I don't. Do I say you're welcome, or go wash your hands?